This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program, part one or part two, depending on when you're listening and how the information comes to you. There are a lot of different ways to get this program, including on a radio station. How about that for a concept? Yes, it's a radio program on radio stations. Many of the same programs that you hear that I produce other than the DJV show are on a lot of those same stations, like our DJV Health Program. This hour is devoted to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down at Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. A lot of people are, as a result of this program, listening and feeling good about their options for treatment because they've been able to contact Ken either in person in his clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, or by telemedicine. No matter what your connection or how you'd like to connect, if you do want to, and I would tell you it's a worthwhile affair, no question about it. Ken is one of the smartest people I know when it comes to medicine, and he's a cardiologist, but he'll tell you all about what's going on in your body from head to toe. So if you'd like to connect, I'll give you his number. Here's Ken's number. For a good time, call Ken at 352-735-1400, okay? 352 area code 735-1400. A good medical time will be had by all. So this week, Ken, marks another round in the COVID wars and what the CDC is saying or not saying and the confusion that comes from them because of their horrible leadership. So we're confused sometimes. This is my editorial, not yours. But I do want to start with the guidance to end isolation without the negative test. You want to unravel your, one of your favorite expressions is, let me unravel this. So you want to unravel that, please?
Boy, that would be a challenge to be able to do that. Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you. But, yes, an upgrade for the CDC would be clear communication. It would help everybody.
Be nice.
And that's
right.
Not a criticism. It's just a fact.
Yeah, for me, it's a criticism because it's ridiculous. We've got all these. We've got the NIH. You got the CDC. And other government agencies contradicting each other. Nobody knows what to believe. And therefore, you know, and then people say, well, I want to go by CDC guidance. Okay, well, today you'll do one thing. Tomorrow you'll do something else. And next week you'll do something yet again different. And this is just bad management, as far as I'm concerned. They ought to be able to get their ducks together at least enough. Even, I mean, at this point, after a couple of years, Ken, we know enough about COVID and the various things that are attached to it so we can do a better job. I think we could do a lot better. Anyway, having said
your
that.
Your feelings are remarkably well felt among the population.
Yep.
On this.
So why do we even pay attention to them? Why do we even bother? Why don't we just come up with a set of standards that we know and give the advice to people about, okay, take this issue, if you will, ending isolation without a negative test. Okay, so what, you know, most people have ended isolation anyway. They're wearing a mask. The smart people are getting shots. And so what else is there to say? You can't keep saying the same thing a different way over and over again and have anybody listen to you.
You know, they have a huge budget. They have a lot of regulatory authority. So it's hard to ignore them because of the clout and authority.
Can they do something to you if you ignore their advice?
Oh,
can they say, I'm going to take your license, Ken? They can do that.
Well,
something wrong with that picture.
You know, I wouldn't even want to know where they could go because I'm sure that whatever they wanted to do, if they wanted to create misery for any one of us, they could. I mean, yeah. they're in.
I'm from the government and I'm here to help. What a joke. Okay, I mean, so anyway.
I mean, we need them on our side to do what we need to do, and when they're not, you know.
I don't need them on my side.
Easy.
I think I can figure this out pretty much on my own, listening to you and other people who have a brain and an expertise and are steady-handed. That's, I think, the difference here. So anyway, let's get beyond this. If you have a negative COVID test, then they say don't have to be isolated.
You went a little too far.
Okay.
What the CDC did, which was helpful, was that they redefined the definition of what happens when you are COVID positive and how you get back into society, how you end your isolation. And this has evolved. It's a new disease, new strains. So the rules are going to change. And unfortunately, that message is not stated often enough by the people who give out the rules. And that's why a lot of people just get so frustrated, because they do, as you described well. They wake up one day, they hear one thing. They wake up the next day, they hear something else, and they begin to not know what to believe. But this really is such a moving target, because it's a brand new disease. Every time we learn something new, do we really want to keep it quiet so we won't confuse everybody? No, we want to give out the newest information so we can help the most. And then when you get a new strain, it's literally, it may be called COVID-19, but it acts very differently. It just becomes really a new disease relative to the old one. And that's why this becomes so confusing. Well, anyway, we talked a lot last week what to do if you're exposed to somebody, or what to do yourself if you turn positive. And this, what Doug is talking about, is the change from last week on what to do, from the change we talked about last week on what to do if you yourself become positive. And the latest that we talked about last week was, now once you turn positive, if after 5 days you no longer have a fever and you are no longer with symptoms, you can go back into society as long as you wear a mask for at least the next 5 days, and probably should longer, but that's the minimum recommendation, at least 5 more days of wearing a good mask. Mm-hmm. And what is being debated as we speak is, before you get out of isolation after those 5 days and start wearing a mask, should you first have a test, a COVID-19 test, to see if you're still positive like you were 5 days prior? Now, if we had enough rapid tests, that would probably be a requirement. But go try, as we speak right now, find a rapid test. You can't find it. Mm-hmm. What you will find are some PCR tests. And PCRs, that's the gold standard. That's the most sensitive test. And the good thing about the PCR is how sensitive it is when you don't know if you have COVID-19 and you want to find out. The PCR is the best test because it's the most sensitive. But once you know you're positive, PCR will turn positive if you in your body have any viral fragments. And you can have viral fragments after being infected for up to 12 weeks. And sometimes even longer, but it's not unusual, up to 12 weeks. Now, just because you have the legs or this part of the virus or that part of the virus can't cause an infection. It can't actually cause disease if it's not an intact viral organism and get to the next person. So the problem with the PCR test is it will tell you that you have viral particles on you, but it won't tell you if you are infectious, that you can actually spread illness. So that's why they're not requiring you to get tested, because the only real tests that are available right now are PCR, and they'll be positive way beyond when most of us are no longer
still confused. This is still, it's still very confusing. At any rate, you've done a great job trying to pick it apart, but it's just way too complex, way too confusing. Either if you're negative, and I'm so frustrated by this, because even the sentence doesn't make any sense. The ending isolation without a negative COVID test. So what is the point even of having? There are no tests to be had. So why don't you just say, okay, the isolation period is over. That's it. Wear a mask if you're indoors.
Because
that's
the problem
it.
Is, Because the problem is you still may be contagious at that point.
And just listen, but you don't know you are.
Slow down. It's not good for your blood pressure. If you're let out into society and you're still contagious, this Omicron is so contagious that you can...
But it doesn't hurt you. There's no way of knowing, Ken, because you can't get a hold of any of these tests.
No, well, if you follow what I'm saying... Well, if you had the test, if the planning was done where they would have had enough of these home tests, then you would have been able to check yourself. But we don't have them. So the question is, do we let the economy fall apart and tell people they need to be? Well, that is why we're letting people out after 5 days. And there's about a 20% chance using that criteria that the people are infectious.
Yeah, well, but the COVID now, the
what is complicated about what I just said?
Not that made sense. That was it. That's all we had to say. In terms of what you do, under the circumstances, it's not that big a deal anyway. It's like getting a cold. The real problem is the Delta variant is still around.
Not forever. There still are people dying.
Of Omicron?
Yes. Come on. Look at this. Omicron is about 90% right now. And to look at the death rates. Look at the graphs.
I was told by my thoracic guy that I went to see this week at Newton Wellesley Hospital, the people that are dying there are all Delta. There's two similarities. They're all Delta and they never were vaccinated. Nobody's died there of Omicron.
That's not true. But
well, it is there.
The people who are dying from Omicron are people who haven't been vaccinated or who have immunodeficient states. But it's not that nobody is dying from it. It's just that so many more people have it. You know, look at the spike. Everywhere, the number of people positive has never been higher throughout the 2 years. But it still seems to be a milder illness. So a smaller fraction, a much smaller fraction of people are being hospitalized or dying. But the number of people who have it are so large, so you're still getting some people dying, unfortunately, and hospitalized. And you're getting more children. This is an upper airway, Omicron's more of an upper airway illness. And so it's affecting children more.
Okay, we'll pause for a moment and then we'll continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with further clarification, if you will, on the statements. I know I get put out. I'm so fed up with this, frankly, and I think most people are just fed up. That's why they won't. The CDC gets that. The government gets it. People won't stand for what happened before because the whole thing was unnecessary to begin with. The fear factor created by the news media, you know, there wasn't much you were going to do to change the direction. If you're wearing a mask and you get a shot, that's as much as you can do. Shutting down businesses, if you let people go to work and wear a mask, then at least people's lives can sort of continue. Now, the question about youngsters and whether they are going into the hospital is interesting. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you the information that I got this week locally here in Massachusetts was that children were not being affected by this to the extent that older people who are over 65 or 70 who have a lot of, like, other problems might fall into this bad groove. So, but now I think you're saying that some children are going to the hospital. Is it with Omicron or is it with Delta?
All right. Well, right now, Omicron is over 90% of the cases. Okay.
Yep. I got that.
Delta is, and the original strain is gone. Delta is becoming a rarity and everybody's getting Omicron. And Omicron is more of an upper airway illness as opposed to where Delta was more in the lower respiratory infection.
That's it. Presents itself like a cold, sniffles, that kind of stuff.
Correct. And children, their upper airways are less well developed than adults. You know, they get their serious illnesses as upper airway colds, things like that. That's how they get into the hospital. And since Omicron is more of an upper airway, upper respiratory illness, it seems to be hurting children a little more than the other variants, and the rate of admission for children is increased for the Omicron than for the others. But there is a bit of a controversy because you will hear some say that they're testing all the kids who are going into the hospital for other reasons. Regardless, everyone gets tested, and Omicron is just so widespread now, so more kids just have it. So it's still very early. You know, this has only been around for a few weeks. So I think we're going to learn more and more about this. So the facts of Omicron are still being established as you and I talk. So we know that more kids are in the hospital with Omicron, whether they're in the hospital because of Omicron or secondary and just carrying Omicron with them into the hospital because of the other reasons they're being admitted. That question won't be answered for a few weeks. Stay tuned.
I'd be interested to know the socioeconomic background of the people, the youngsters who are going. I'm betting that, and this is not anything other than a statement, children that come from families that have a little bit better chance and opportunity, I'm going to bet inner city kids are more at risk here than kids that live in the suburbs or in rural America. I think that's just the way I would read this. That has to play into it to a certain extent, don't you think?
It remains to be seen. I think Omicron is everywhere. I mean, Omicron is like the measles that I told you. It's as contagious.
No, I'm not suggesting it isn't everywhere. I'm suggesting those people who get more compromised by it, that get sicker from it, are people who come from places where they don't have good food. They don't eat enough of the regular stuff to build up their immune system. They aren't living the kind of life that you would hope every child would be able or entitled to live. And I think that's what I was saying. We'll pause for a moment, then back another half hour. Wow, we got lots to cover here, and we'll continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Tom from the Kane Sock Company. At Kane 11, we've reimagined socks from the ground up. That's because we make them in 11 individual sizes for men and 7 for women. The moment you put them on, you know you're wearing something new. Comfort begins with fit. We use 5 key measurements nobody's ever done before. It'll transform your sock experience forever. And they're made right here in the USA. Kane set the bar for how socks should fit and feel. They're the most comfortable socks you'll ever wear. You wouldn't wear your shoes in a size 9 to 12 or one size fits all. But that's how you wear your socks. No more. At Kane, we make socks in your individual size. At Kane, there's a sock for everyone, from our year-round fine-gauge merino wool to our super soft micro-modelle and anything in between. Once you try a pair of Kane 11s, you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again. So go to Kane11.com. Use code Kane. Save 20% off your first order. Only available at Kane11.com, and we always ship for free. Walk the world with me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd.
The Biden administration used the moment to sell its voting legislation currently up for debate. Weather forecasters are reporting a quick-moving storm traveling into the Northeast could strengthen into winter season's first bomb cyclone Friday, dumping up to 6 inches of snow in New York City. The storm is expected to blanket the tri-state area. Kazakhstan's president said Friday he ordered his troops to shoot and kill without warning in an effort to strike down anti-government protests that had been raging for nearly a week. President Tokayev dismissed calls from abroad for negotiations as stupidity and vowed to crush the demonstrators. He has welcomed in Russian soldiers to help him. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Biden administration compared January 6th to the thousands killed on December 7th, 1941, again made the comparison to the thousands killed on September 11th, 2001. The hard sell to the American people Thursday was another missed opportunity to bring unity to this country. As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to investigate, it should be noted that no one has been charged with insurrection. A member of that panel, Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, gives Fox News her opinion on Biden's speech.
There were a number of things that they said that I agreed with. I think when you look at what happened and at the attack that happened on January 6th, I think it's different from what happened on 9/11, different from Pearl Harbor. Obviously, 3,000 Americans died in each of those events. Each of those attacks. But this was a mob that was summoned by and provoked by the President of the United States in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes, which is a constitutional process. And so I do think the attacks are very different. I think there is a grave threat, certainly, to our system, to our constitutional institutions. And I think we have to set partisanship aside and party politics aside to get to the bottom of what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Aaron Babbitt, the husband of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, the only person shot and killed that day, says Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd needs to be held accountable for the execution. Babbitt said he is preparing a lawsuit against the government. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, lovingly referred to as Dr. Ken by me and others who go to see him with regularity. You don't really want to go see Ken with with regularity. That's not a good sign if you're going to see Ken with regularity. I mean, once a year for a regular medical checkup like I get, that's great, so you know what's going on in your body. But if you got a problem, you know, it's sometimes presents itself, and then you become someone that he gets a special call about, and you got to go to the hospital, you got to figure out what's what. The next question here that I have, or the next focus on...
Can I just make one last statement about you asking about, you know, deaths from Omicron? Just the last statement. Doug, in reality, it usually takes a few weeks to untangle, unravel your question after the peak hospitalization. So we're close, hopefully, not yet there, but we're close. In Florida, the models are looking like we have peaked from Omicron.
Yes.
So usually you know about 2 weeks after the peak what the actual death rate was from the particular strain. So the answer to your question, it certainly seems like it's less lethal than Delta was. You know, that definitely seems clear, but how less severe, we're only going to know a couple of weeks after the peak, and that should be about 10 days ago we can answer the question.
Well, the South Africans 10 days to 2 weeks ago said that they started on the downward curve, and Israel says they're on the downward curve. So the next thing is you look around, and I wonder around the country whether all states, Florida seemed to get it early, and so they're on the downside. It isn't going to be the good thing, if we want to look at the good news here instead of all this horrible fear-based thinking, is that even though, like in my community, they're mandating a mask thing. I don't buy that. I think people need to be educated as to why they need to wear a mask, not somebody hang over them with a, you know, you have to wear a mask or else kind of thing. At any rate, let's keep moving here. The vaccine that we're talking about, a couple of different vaccine items here. One of them is the booster for children ages 12 and under. I noticed the CDC, again, why am I paying attention to them, but they seem to be important in the endorsement department. So if you have a child under the age of 12, would you say you would follow the recommendation and give a Pfizer shot to a child under a booster to a child under 12?
Well, the CDC made a number of changes this week to everything. So let's first define what they are so people will know what it is that I'm maybe agreeing with or maybe not, because there really were three. Do we have enough time here? Because there were three different important recommendations.
Yep.
Okay. So first, the CDC shortened Pfizer COVID-19 booster interval to 5 months prior to us going on the air, just in the last few, in the last day or so. The recommendation was to get your booster if you'd had the Pfizer 6 months after your second shot, and now that's gone to 5 months after the second shot. And the reason is because they're noticing in more and more follow-up that your antibody titer is falling faster. So we want to keep you.
But how do you get your antibodies tested? You got to have a blood test, right, for the antibodies to test?
Right. You have to have a blood test, and it's hard to interpret these tests right now. You have to really do it on an individual basis, but these are from their studies, and in their studies they have tests that we don't have through the general public, because the testing of immunity from the vaccine is an area of great research study, and this is an area that will evolve in the next 6 to 12 months. Mm-hmm. So don't even go there. Just realize that it's based on the studies that everyone who was in the original studies that allowed these on the market are being studied, and this is from analysis of their data. And so it's good to know that. So if you had the COVID-19 Pfizer and you're more than 5 months beyond your second shot, that's when you're eligible to get.
All right, well, what about now all the talk about a fourth shot? I've been investigating.
Now you're going into a whole different area. That's being researched right now. Israel is at the forefront of that. And the question, we don't yet know. There's no yet conclusion.
What does your gut tell you? What does your gut tell you as a doctor? Yes. After five months?
Well, ask me in 2 months. You mean whether we're going to need a fourth shot?
Well, you hear everybody telling, doctors everywhere are saying that this stuff wears out after a few months. It doesn't have the same starch as it does. So if you want to protect yourself, don't you need to get another booster? Maybe this is good business for Pfizer.
There's nothing to do right now. And whether we're going to need it or not, you know, that's a crystal ball question. You know, We just don't know. I mean, we're not getting vaccinated in 1918, the last time we had a pandemic like this, H1N1 flu. I mean, it just vanished. It just went away. I mean, we have variants of it now, so we get a flu shot, but this is a very unpredictable thing. I mean, whether we're going to need it or not, just who knows? If it burns out and goes away, which it can after Omicron, like it did in the Spanish flu, then the whole world will have natural immunity and we'll be done with it. If it comes back in variants and we don't have immunity, then we're going to end up needing vaccines, which won't surprise me.
Yeah.
But it just is a matter of what will happen and when it'll happen. No one has the answer. And anyone who's answering those questions knows less than you and me. And they're just speculating. No one knows the answer to your to those questions.
You're very funny sometimes. You don't know you are. Vaccine in terms
let's go back before you got me off the tent, because what we do know, that was one of the three things that we do know. If you've had the Pfizer COVID-19 and you're beyond 5 months from your second shot, you're due for a boost. You don't have to wait 6 months. Yeah. Next is the CDC also recommended, Doug, that moderately or severely immunocompromised children between 5 and 11 be given a third dose as part of their primary vaccination with the Pfizer vaccine. And this is to be given 28 days after the second shot. So this is just for those aged 5 to 11. But also what came out this week, new, which you were referring to before, this third new recommendation came from the FDA, and it gave emergency authorization this week for children between 12 and 15 to receive a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So it's confusing. You can't give one prescription that fits everybody. You have to talk to your doctor about you individually, what you need to do about getting vaccinated fully. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah. You just said the FDA recommended that. What do they have to do with the CDC and why are they even?
Exactly. That's involved. How complicated this is, because to get really full recommendation, the CDC has to come around and also bless it also. So it takes both to really have full comfort among the doctors to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. All right. Our podcast at DGVHealthShow.com every week. The most recent one has Ken and I talking about what else? Testing positive, the whole business about travel with COVID, the messaging, how flawed it is. It becomes the same thing. It's almost the same show every week with nuance. That's it. Podcasts available always without charge, free, at DGVHealthShow.com or Apple. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can get the podcast on DGV Health Show and the DGVHealthShow.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See storekohls.com for details.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. Ken and projections. Let's just look ahead a little bit as to COVID. You said something, though, that was pretty indicative of what you're feeling, I think, and that was reference back to the pandemic of 1916 to 1918. My father's mother died, her sister died, her uncle died, and they all died within like 2 days. The funeral for all three of them was the same day, and they're all buried in the same plot. So I wonder if there are stories like that, Ken, regarding this situation. But you said something that I think was very important, and that is how this just disappeared. One day it's there, next day gonzo. And I think you're feeling that's what the future holds for this situation as well. Yes?
Yes. Then certainly there are stories exactly like what you describe, maybe even more. But there are definitely stories of kids. There's a story not too far away from where I am of mother and father within 48 hours passing away, and the mm-hmm. children having no parent. I mean, it's just horrible. It just tears your heart apart. But I have some good news, because you're asking me to make a prediction. I'll give you one that I think I can make with some realistically, and that is that I think in the next 2 or 3 months, this is going to be dramatically gone. You know, we're talking about February, March, come springtime. I think that this is really going to be a way, and unless the very tiny chance there's some new variant that comes around that is so different.
Well, isn't there something in France now? Isn't there some sort of somebody who's talking about some silly?
There are thousands of variants, okay? There's something somewhere everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the media is trying to scare us, but there's something somewhere everywhere. And the key, though, is that hopefully with Omicron, and it's looking like it's happening, it's so widespread that there's going to be so much natural immunity in the world that between the enormous natural immunity from Omicron and then the combined by the pockets of vaccination immunity in certain countries that are pretty good, with those two, there's going to be enough immunity that whatever comes by, the virus won't survive, and we're going to go get out of this just like what happened in 1918. Because in 1918, there were no vaccines, there were no therapeutics, and you have an illness that's killing more people than World War I, and suddenly it's gone. And it left because a very contagious, mild variant spread like wildfire worldwide, just like what's happening with Omicron, and there was natural immunity everywhere, and the world moved on.
So maybe there's no need to get a booster. Maybe we sit around and wait for another month or two.
That's why when you're why in the earlier segment, when you're asking me to predict about boosters, that's the calculus.
The COVID test now can't really delineate between COVID and the flu, and many of them, from what I've read.
The PCR test can easily delineate between the two.
Yeah,
they're different viruses, and the PCR is very sensitive to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What you might be confusing is that it's hard to differentiate with the standard test that you buy yourself between the different variants of COVID-19, mm-hmm. but definitely between flu and COVID-19, any of the variants, the tests are pretty good at doing that.
What are they calling it now? Fluocron or something like that. The combination if you get the flu and Omicron. Let's hope that doesn't happen to anybody who's listening to this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 past the hour now, DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen to answer some questions. We certainly focus a lot probably for the next few months still on COVID and what the vaccine does and what it doesn't do. A couple of questions about birthing, being pregnant. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to the info. My son and his wife were one of them. She did get a vaccine early on in her pregnancy, and the question came up. The reason she was hesitant is because there was a story floating around that the odds of premature birth would be increased if you had the vaccine. Apparently, it wasn't enough to keep them from getting the shots, but then the baby was not born prematurely, pretty much like a day early, I think, the baby was born. So what, in terms of mothers who are listening right now, get the vaccine? Yes? No? Wait? What do you suggest?
Well, let me make myself clear, because being pregnant and getting COVID is a high-risk situation for both mother and child. And so you don't want to get your COVID while you're pregnant. Early on, and it still lingers out there, so bigger reason why so many women are not getting vaccinated is because there was a story out there on social media that the vaccine will interfere with your fertility. Please let me reassure everybody that a little bit of messenger RNA from the vaccine has nothing to do with fertility. It does not get into your DNA, and it has nothing to do with fertility. You're just leaving yourself open to potentially even dying if you get COVID when you're pregnant. You become very high risk. It's very bad. You don't want to get COVID for the first time while you're pregnant. And then the good news additionally is The morbidity and mortality weekly report that comes out of the CDC, physicians and medical students read this on a regular basis. This week reported good study that COVID-19 vaccines don't raise the odds for premature birth. So women concerned about pregnancy, the vaccine has nothing to do with it. Please let me reassure you. But what can interfere is getting COVID while you're pregnant. That puts you and your child into great danger.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so you're dealing with high blood pressure issues all the time. Question about high blood pressure, whether it has any connection to the vaccines or having COVID. And the second part of that is because there have been more deaths among pregnant women who have high blood pressure, is there a connection? There's a connection between pregnant women with high blood pressure and the deaths among either them or the babies. But does that have any connection to COVID and vaccines?
Well, different aspects. Let me tackle this. It's not an acute issue. What's happening is because of COVID, people are mentally stressed out. People are not getting exercise. People are putting on weight. And those are the factors that increase your blood pressure. Mental stress, obesity, not getting enough exercise, and then the wrong diet, eating too much salt. All of those things will increase your blood pressure. And our COVID-19 lifestyle is creating a lifestyle that's promoting high blood pressure. And then we're seeing that also with women who are getting pregnant. There's more deaths occurring during pregnancy because of high blood pressure, because people are just not as fit as they were pre-COVID because of the lifestyle that COVID is creating for all of us.
All right. So that takes care of that. Did you hear the story about the nurse who recovered from COVID-19? She was in a coma. She took Viagra, or the doctors gave her a Viagra, a large dose of Viagra. Why would that have, why would that have influenced the outcome of this? Any idea?
I think this is from the UK, this case you're talking about.
Yes, English. Yes, correct. Nurse in England.
And I don't know the details of it, but Viagra actually will help improve air pressures in the lungs, and it has been used for people who have very bad pressure in their lungs, and whether that was related to it, that's the only what I know, but I will definitely look more into it.
I wonder if the same thing happened if you say Cialis or Levitra. Those are the other two stimulants for ED. All right, a question to be researched, as you've suggested. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time. Answers to your questions, general questions, interesting, important questions. That happens here. Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.